First Home, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Friday, November the 8th. I hope you're well. Coming up
very shortly, we'll have a general election and it's highly likely to be on a Friday.
General election set to be called today and three charged over Liam Payne death. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the general election will be called later today, bringing down the curtain on the 33rd Dáil. Simon Harris is travelling home from Budapest to make the announcement. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
After weeks, if not months, of speculation, the general election will finally be called today. A tight three-week campaign will see polling day confirmed for November 29th. Simon Harris will skip out of a European leaders' meeting in Budapest early, aiming to be back in Ireland by lunchtime. He'll deliver a speech from government buildings before heading to Orsán Uachtaráin to request President Michael D. Higgins officially dissolve the Dáil. From there, he hits the campaign trail, heading to a number of constituencies in Dublin. Some parties, though, aren't waiting for the president to fire the starting gun. Labour will launch its housing policy this morning, promising a state construction company funded from the Apple billions and annual housing targets of 50,000 a year, rising to 60,000 new homes a year in 2027, 3 years ahead of the government's new targets.
The US president has vowed a peaceful transition to the Trump administration. Speaking at the White House, Joe Biden also commended Kamala Harris for running an inspiring campaign. President Biden says defeat in the election is only temporary and called on all Democrats to re-engage.
Remember, a defeat does not mean we are defeated. We lost this battle. The America of your dreams is calling for you to get back up. That's the story of America for over 240 years. And counting. It's a story for all of us, not just some of us. The American experiment endures. We're going to be okay, but we need to stay engaged.
Donald Trump has appointed his campaign manager, Susie Wiles, to become his next White House chief of staff. In a statement, the U.S. president-elect credited Ms. Wiles with being an integral part of both his 2016 and 2020 campaigns. Ms. Wiles will become the first female in history to take on the role. EU leaders have to wait to see if Donald Trump will give less support to Ukraine and its war against Russia. They've discussed the impact of his win in the US presidential election. Midlands Northwest MEP Barry Cowan says European leaders will press the need for Trump to help Ukraine.
We've dealt with him and his regime before, and Europe and its leaders will deal with him again. And we would hope and expect that discussions will take place and there will be a commitment given for him to continue and for the US to continue to support the military campaign and help the Ukraine in their efforts to repel the illegal invasion by Russia.
Three people have been charged in connection with the death of the singer Liam Payne. The former One Direction star fell from a third floor hotel balcony in Buenos Aires on the 16th of October. Argentinian prosecutors revealed toxicology tests showed moments before his death the 31-year-old had alcohol, cocaine and antidepressants in his body. Sky's Daniel Henry has been reading the charges.
We understand that the charges relate to abandonment of a person followed by death, supply and facilitation of narcotics.
30% of adults in Ireland have experience of financial abuse. Figures have revealed 81% of abuse is carried out by someone well known to the victim. The figures coincide with the launch of Adult Safeguarding Day. Safeguarding Ireland chairperson Patricia Richard Clark says financial abuse is particularly prevalent among older people and those with an intellectual or physical disability.
The vast majority of people that are financially abused are vulnerable people, people in vulnerable circumstances. You have older people, people with an intellectual disability or a physical disability, acquired brain injury or mental health problems. And in many cases, they are dependent on another person and they give control over their finances to another person.
Friends of the Earth is calling for an immediate halt to all new fossil fuel projects. It's also calling for firm timelines on the phasing out of fossil fuels at the COP29 climate summit gets underway in Baku. The call comes as EU figures reveal 2024 is on course to be the warmest year on record. Oisín Coughlin, CEO of Friends of the Earth, says the torrential rainfall in Spain is further evidence of the effects of climate change.
And it's disturbing our climate system. And we're seeing what that means in practice and what happened in Spain in the last week. That's what it means in practice. So it is adding to the urgency for us all as we go into this new round of UN talks to do what we can to contain and reduce the pollution that's driving this chaos.
Paul Mescal has attended the Gladiator 2 Irish premiere in Dublin. The County Kildare actor has been chatting on the red carpet at the Lighthouse Cinema. It comes after Jack Wall O'Reilly was crowned the winner of the Paul Mescal lookalike competition in Smithfield in Dublin beforehand. Paul says he's thrilled so many turned out to greet him at the premiere.
I'm absolutely blown away by the amount of people that turned up. I am deeply grateful because ultimately, without the people who support me, I wouldn't be in this position, being able to be out in front of this film. So it's not lost on me. It's a massive privilege.
Sport now. Ireland renew their rivalry with New Zealand in their opening autumn international this evening. Andy Farrell's side hosts the All Blacks in a seismic showdown at the Aviva Stadium. Ireland have won 5 of the last 9 meetings between the two sides, but suffered quarter-final heartbreak against the Kiwis at last year's World Cup. Kick-off at Lansdowne Road is at 8. In soccer, Shamrock Rovers made it back-to-back wins in the Europa Conference League last night. Johnny Kenny brought his goal tally for the season up to 17 as the Hoops ran out 2-1 winners over TNS in Tala. And in the Europa League, 2 second-half strikes from Mamad gave Manchester United a 2-0 win over Pauk, while Tottenham suffered a 3-2 defeat at the hands of Galatasaray. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need to know on newstalk.com.